Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We're finishing this chapter on sadhana bhakti. And we were hearing about this last year. We were discussing Kamanuga. Kamanuga Raganuga Bhajan, or Raganuga Bhakti. And this year, that Raganuga Bhakti has two divisions for those gopis and manjaris. It's called Kamanuga. And for devotees who want to be friends of Krishna or in parental love, parents, Vatsalya, or they want to be servants of Krishna, it's called Sambandhanuga. So we were reading about that a little bit yesterday. Sambandhanuga. So this is the first division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapter 2, verse 307. Tatahi shuyate astre kaschit kuru purishtita nandasuno adishtanam tacha putra taya bhajan naradasyo padeshanina siddhu bud bhidavardaki. Translation, this is Rupa Goswami's Sanskrit verse describing more. This is an example. This is actually from the Puranas. It gives an example of a devotee who was practicing Sambandh Anuga, Raganuga Bhajan. He was a carpenter. He was living in Hastinapur. And he worshipped the deity form of Krishna. And he was worshipping. Of course, our Sambandha, we're not in the Leela, but we're following Raganuga Bhakti in Sakya Bhav or Vatsalya Bhav, which is being discussed now, or Dasya Bhav, with the intention of getting a siddhadeya and entering a lila as a parent or a friend, or in the Manjari's case, a lover or a servant of Radharani in Madhurya Bhav. So that relationship that the devotee establishes, a sambandha means relationship, is firstly with a deity. And there's seven types of deities. For the Vaidhi Sadaka, who is cultivating sambandha Raganuga Sarana Bhakti, at the level he's a Vaidhi Sadaka, but he wants to be Krishna's friend, or he wants to be Krishna's servant, or he wants to be Krishna's mother or father, like Yashodananda. He's on the level of Vaidhi Sadhana, so his murti, the relationship he has with Krishna, is in the form of a murti. But his murti is external, made of wood, a Daru Brahman, or made of Ashtadhatu, like looks like brass type, gold type, or of marble, or granite, stone, or jewels. It's described that murti can be made of diamonds, sapphires, a blue sapphire deity of Krishna. You have to have a few rupees to have such a deity. Yeah, Nila Madhav. Nila means blue sapphire. So there were deities. There's eight types of deities, I believe, described. So one at the level of Vaidhi Sadhana, he'll have a deity of Krishna, like this carpenter in Hastinapur. He says, oh Krishna. He had this deity, and he worshipped him as his son, following the instructions of Narada Muni. And what did he attain? He was a sadhaka, following Raganuga Sadhana, Sambandha Nuga in Vatsalya Bhav. And when he attained Bhav and Prem, he attained the perfection of having Krishna as his son. So he got a deity of Gopal, and he worshipped and served the deity of Gopal with deep feelings that this is my Lala. This is my Lala. This is my son. So that's at the level of Vaidhi Sadhana. Now, at the level of Raganuga Sadhana, this is Raganuga Sadhana, but a higher level of deity is called the Manasat Murti. It's a Murti in the mind. So he is worshipping a deity, external deity of Gopal. But if he could also have a deity of Gopal in his mind, and he would do everything by his mental. So he was doing Raganuga Bhakti, but very much in a level of Archan, worshipping the external deity with the bhavas and sentiments of Nanda Maharaj. But you can also worship the internal deity, have a deity in the mind. And then this is also there. So there's some purport in Jiva Goswami. And then Vishnath, he says that He observes here that Rupa Goswami is citing an example from the Puranas to show the difference in the category of bhakti according to the differences of the sadhaka's sentiment of bhakti. And he offers a very nice explanation. Because when this human being living on this planet in Hastinapur is worshipping, everyone's seeing Gopal deities, little Gopal, Manipur Gopal Mandira. He says, "Oh Lala, oh you must be cold, take a kumbhal. You must be hungry. Oh, I just fed you, but you're a young boy. I fed you at 8 o'clock. You better have some snacks, a little tiffin at 10 o'clock. And now here's have some muck and a mystery, it's 11 o'clock. And always feeding him. What is little, if you're worshipping someone as a mother, father, then you're always feeding your child. Did you get enough to eat? Are they giving you enough to eat in ISKCON? Take a box of cookies home. The mother will want to give you a box of cookies or dried fruits or this or that. Mothers and fathers are all about nourishment, feeding, protection, chastisement, and education. This is their bhav, their feelings and their interactions. So he would have all these feelings, like as Nanda Maharaj was, he would read about Nanda Maharaj in the Shastras, in the spiritual world, in his spiritual body, and how he was interacting with Lala, with the original form of Gopal, and how he was pulling his ear and chastising him, and how he was loving him and feeding him and caring for him. And then he would, in the same way, in that mood of feelings and sentiments of Nanda Maharaj and Vatsalya Bhav, he would care and love and serve and rebuke his deity of Gopal. So he was preparing himself to enter the Leela, get a Siddhadeya like Nanda and Yashoda, and serve Gopal. The Adi, not a deity, but Sakshat Gopal. You follow? So it's very easy to understand. Whatever you do in your bhajan, that will become your perfection. Now, if someone does not have rag, if he does not have lova mayi shraddha, he does not have greed, faith based on greed to follow a resident of Vrindavan, then he'll have a deity. So many devotees have deities. And they offer archan in Vaidhi sadhana with no rag. So they very clean deities and everything. And say, what is your bhav? What is your mood? How do you love your deity? Oh, it's my deity. I feed him. I dress him. I follow the rules and regulations. But do you want to love the deity? Will ultimately be your ishta. It's your ishta. Your deity. You're worshiping Krishna. Yes. Yeah. It's a deity of Radha and Krishna. That means you want to go to the spiritual world and worship Radha and Krishna. Yes. I should hope you say yes. Yes. Well, when you go to the spiritual world and worship Radha Krishna, will you worship them as a deity up there? No. You can, actually. There's a section of Goloka where you worship Radha Krishna as a deity. There's two. That's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu we studied last year. In Goloka Vrindavan, the actual Vrindavan in the spiritual world, there's two sections, Aishwarya Goloka Vrindavan and Madhurya Goloka Vrindavan, if you want to get a little more confused. Anyway, it's a long discussion. It's described by Vishwanath. It's described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So it's no, and it's also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the chapter of Varuna sees, or the, it's chapter 10th canto, chapter 28, I believe, where after Varuna kidnapped Nanda Maharaj because he bathed too early on Dwadasi, then Krishna dove in and went to the underwater kingdom of Varuna. And then when he went down there, he saw, you know, Nanda Maharaj, he saw, he said, how come Varuna is worshipping my son so much? He's my little Lala. And Varuna received Krishna and worshipped him like God. And he was saying that you're God. And Nanda Maharaj says, what is this? Nanda Maharaj is amazed. He's worshipping my son like God. He said, you're the Supreme Personality of God. And so when Nanda Maharaj came out of the water from Varuna's underwater kingdom, and he met with the Brijvasis, the senior men, the Panchayat, and he said, this amazing thing happened. This is all Krishna book. You know this. You all read so many times. Chapter 28, I believe. And so he told, Nanda Maharaj met with all the cowherdmen and said, you know, it's amazing. Varuna, he's a big demigod. He's one of the 33. There's 33 million demigods. There's actually 33 primal demigods, and each one has a million assistants. You've heard this term, 33 million demigods? There's actually 33, and each one has a million to help them in their department. And it's like Vayu, air god. He has 1 million demigods that are assisting in the Vayu function. Right? And then there's Chandra and the moon and the Indra with the rains, and this is like this. There's 33. Just if you want some facts and figures. So then all the senior men, they met with Nanda Maharaj, and then when he heard this, he said, "Let's ask your son." So they met Krishna. He said, "You know, since you're God, can you show us the spiritual world?" So he took them all, he showed them the spiritual world. And they said, "Oh, this is the same as where we're from, but it seems like you're like a deity up there. It's something different." So in that whole discussion, in the purports and tikkas there, what Krishna showed him was, he showed Nanda Maharaj and all the eternal parishads, he showed him Goloka Vrindavan, the Aishwarya aspect, where Radha and Krishna and Nanda and everybody's there like a deity, and it's actually deity puja going on. And this is all last year's discussion. And you can read more in Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentaries, and all these books. So they said, "We don't like this. Let's go back to our Vrindavan." So they came all the way back down here to Boma Vrindavan. And they said, "This is very sweet, because this is Madhurya Mai Goloka Vrindavan. There's So now you thought, "Gee, I thought we were just going back to Godhead, and we wanted to go to Vrindavan with the cows and Krishna and gopas and..." Now it's, "I'm confused." Sorry, this is the way it is. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti asks a question in Rag Vartman Chandrika. Rag Vartman Chandrika. There's four editions in English by four different people if you want to read them. Or maybe five. So it's readily available, and I think it's in Russian also. Rag Vartma Chandrika by Vishwanath Chakravarti. And he asks a question. "Hey, say there's a devotee in ISKCON. He's worshipping deities of Radha and Krishna, but he's following the path of Vaidhi Bhakti. He doesn't have any Lobamayi Shraddha. He doesn't have any love for the residents of Vrindavan. He's not following Raghunuga Bhakti. Where is he supposed to go? Because one only enters the association of the eternal Krishna's eternal associates in Vrindavan by following the path of Raghunuga Bhakti, you see." So he asks this question, and he gives all these, and he answers the question himself by citing all these Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And he says that because it's a little bit of a dilemma. When one worships on the path of Vaidhi Sadhana, he can come to the level of Bhav and Prem. But what type of Bhav and what type of Prem? Vaikuntha. But Vaikuntha, they're worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. But this Khan or whatever devotee, he's worshipping Radha and Krishna. So Vishwanath said, "This is a problem. You only can enter Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna and Balaram, with Rakta Patrik. If you follow them, you have to follow a resident of Vrindavan to get to Vrindavan. Have you ever heard this?" "Yes, that's called Raghunuga Bhakti." "So you're worshipping a very nice puja, and you change the outfits 10 times a day, and then a silver bell and a silver cup and a plate and your pakka and festivals. But you're not following any resident of Vrindavan. You don't even know what Raghunuga Bhakti is. Never heard about it. And everywhere in the Shastras it says you can follow the path of Vaidhi Sadhana for millions of births and only take it to Vaikuntha." But then someone says, "But Vaikuntha is only Lakshmi Narayan, and I love Radha and Krishna." So he said, at the level of Bhav, at the higher level of Bhav, one begins to get an occasional, maybe if the Lord wants to give, a brief spurti, like a vision. Your level above, you're conscious, you're not dreaming, you're conscious doing bhajan, meditating on Leela, and you may see the Leela in such ways that I'm really there, he's really there, then I'm doing seva there, then you open your eyes, I don't see, and then you're crying and lamentation, that's sporty. Then visporti, V means vishesh sporty, very special, very deep sporty, very deep, longer lasting vision, you're locked into the Leela seeing, at the level of bhav. And so much you're absorbed in chanting and seeing the Leela, and now you have your Siddhadeya, and you're doing some seva there, that you're brushing Radharani's hair so carefully, and each strand of Radharani's hair is more valuable. You hold her hair and brush Radharani's hair in such a way that each strand means piece, means strand, each piece. One little piece, tiny, is called strand. Each strand of hair is... You regard, you have adhar. You have more, you you have more regard, you have more feelings for that strand of hair than for millions of your own lives. You're so careful. Oh, it's not like some people brush their hair, you see, you know, when they have long, they go, shh, and a big ball comes out, shh, like this. You know. Each strand of Radharani's hair is so, you consider one strand, one piece of Radharani's hair, more valuable than millions of my lives. This is how much care and attention you brush Radharani's hair. And you're doing that, and it seems like it, you feel, and that's that Visporti, that I'm actually holding Radharani's hair, and I'm seeing her, and then, boom, it's withdrawn. It's given to you by the mercy of Bhakti Devi, and it's withdrawn. Then you cry, and that's Visporti. It seems so real that you can reach out, you feel like you can reach out, and you feel like you're touching it, you know? It's like, then Saksha Darshan, as you're given the eyes, you actually, you're chanting, and you see Radha, Krishna, and usually you faint. And they may revive you, that's described in Mandurya Kadambini. They whisper in your ear, there's so many things are there at the level of, that. Oh, and Sakshat is the level of prema. So now Vishwanath, he's saying that the Skanda Purana offers proof that one should perform service following the sadhaka bhaktas using one's sadhaka deha. One performs a service of Radha and Krishna or whomever Nandan showed in his present body, sadhaka rup, and with his siddha rup, his spiritual body, suitable for direct service to Krishna, appearing through inner contemplation with a desire for a particular rati or eternal sentiment of love towards Krishna. That will be all that will be directed towards a particular resident of Vrindavan. So he explains here, he said he installed the deity form of Krishna, this carpenter in Hastinapura. His service to the deity, this carpenter, he's like us, he's a sadhaka, and he was worshipping a deity of Gopal in the mood of parental love, Vatsalya Bhav. His service to his deity of Gopal indicates that he did not meditate on the service and mood of Nanda, which he could do without direct deity service. So that's what I was saying. He wasn't meditating on a mental murti of Gopal, but he performed physical service using a sadhaka deha, thinking that the deity was directly Krishna, not a deity form. So when one is doing service in a siddha deha, then he's meditating on the deity in his mind. So this is the upper level of Raghunuga sadhana. That you're actually the Manasa Murti, your Gopal's in your mind, and you're doing all the same things. But Vishnu said he wasn't doing that. He had an external deity, as everyone usually has, of Gopal. So he's taking a conclusion, he's taking a teaching from this. Therefore, the sadhaka should perform service to the deity form, since he does not have direct contact with the Lord. Generally, we aren't, so we get a deity and we worship the deity as our friend. Or we worship the if we have this rag, or we just follow the rules and regulations of Archan. Wake the deity at this time, feed him like this, and use this mantra and that mantra and all these things. That's Vaidhi Archan. But in Rag Marg, you can worship also a deity externally with a particular bhav and sentiment and mood, that the deity is my friend, the deity is my son, the deity is my lover. So he was worshiping in Rag Marg, but externally. The sadhaka should perform service to the deity form since he doesn't have direct contact with the Lord. In other words, we're not seeing the Lord in our mind. We haven't come to that point. It should be understood that this old carpenter described here, he performs service to the deity as his son, following after other great sadhakas. He attained perfection during the pastime in which Brahma stole the calves. At that time, Krishna became the sons of all the coward men. So this is, because Krishna was only the son of Nanda Maharaj. But when Brahma stole the cows, Krishna expanded himself to become all the coward boys that were stolen by Brahma. So that gave an opportunity for those elderly coward men to have Krishna as their son for 1 year. Because those particular, this in Boma Vrindavan, those particular coward men, in their previous life, they had worshipped Krishna and Vatsalya Bhav, and now they're elevated to take birth there, and this arrangement was made so Krishna could accept them as their fathers. So the Vishnath is giving this elaboration. So tomorrow we'll start with 2, verse 308.